Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. At Within the Realm, we believe that everything has a story, and we try to tell those stories. Sometimes we believe our stories are going to end up in a predictable place, at a predictable ending, but they take a left turn. Today's story is one of those left turn stories.
I don't know how graphic you want me to be, because I could be pretty graphic. Like, how much information do you want?
When a story starts like that, you know it's going to be interesting. In this episode, we'll meet Matt and Hannah Pithers, both personal trainers in Kansas City. As personal trainers, they are all about health and healing naturally. In 2014, Hannah, who is the picture of health, experienced a hard left turn. Health issues that would stretch over months and into years. They would challenge her beliefs and even her very identity. I met up with Matt and Hannah at The Colony, a hip and happening coffee shop in North Kansas City. I'll let her take up the story.
So I was working as a personal trainer. I've been training for probably 10 years now, probably about 7 years at the time, and I was really healthy, in the best shape of my life, was lifting weights every day and working out and training people, probably 40 sessions a week. There were some stressful points in my life. My dad ended up passing away, or got sick with cancer and ended up passing away within 6 months, and that was a really stressful time in my life. I also went through a breakup and went through just a lot of stuff all at once and just pent it all up. And I feel like that was a big reason why I ended up getting sick.
Hannah recognized that the stressful months might be affecting her health. As a trainer, she made a living by encouraging people to push through the hard stuff. She was determined to do this herself, but the hard stuff got harder.
Like, I started out just having stomach issues, and it was just I would get bloated after I ate, or I would be constipated for 2 weeks. So it was just really nothing too serious. Just, I thought it was just normal health problems. And so I was tweaking my diet and things like that, and things seemed to get better if I was eating paleo. Basically, I was just eating meat and vegetables. If I eat that, I would be perfectly fine, and I could still work out. I was still doing fine. I started dating another guy. That relationship ended as well, and I think the stress from that relationship kind of catapulted my health even more so negatively. After that relationship ended, I started having basically blood in my stool, and that was pretty concerning to me. So I went to the doctor, and they told me that I had IBS, basically. Or actually, they didn't believe me. They took stool samples. They're like, there's no blood here. I don't know what you're talking about. And I went to a lot of different doctors and got a lot of different opinions, and all of them basically told me I was crazy and that I'm healthy, so obviously there's nothing really wrong with me. But things just kept getting progressively worse and worse. I actually started dating Matt right around the time that things were starting to go downhill. Just got worse and worse. I started having more stomach pain. I started having more urgency where I started having to run out of sessions. I would just be like, okay, and hold on, you keep doing that, I'm gonna run to the restroom three times during a 45-minute session. Finally, I got a doctor to actually do a colonoscopy, and they're like, okay, you very obviously have ulcerative colitis and it looks terrible, so here are some drugs. And so I started taking prednisone.
This was a big concession on Hannah's part. She was not one to rely on drugs to maintain her health, even avoiding cold and allergy medications when she could. She saw that she may need some extra help to get through this, and then she could get back on track.
It was probably 6 months from when I started noticing blood before I first broke down, basically, and said, I can't live like this, and I need to do something. I need to take some kind of medication for this. So I was pretty ill for 6 months, but it wasn't as bad as it got later. The day I started taking prednisone, I was immediately better. Like, the very first day, I started taking this steroid, and all my symptoms went away. Like, within 4 hours, I'd say. Like, everything went back to normal. I felt like, okay, I'm going to take this steroid and do a taper. So usually it would take 2 or 3 months to go through a taper of this medication. I'm going to get my diet perfect, and I'm going to heal myself naturally. And this was the only time I'll ever take medicine. And so I went through that course, which is horrible. The medicine is the worst medicine in the whole wide world. It makes you gain weight. It makes you angry all the time. I feel like you could attest to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're not feeling good and you're taking a medication that messes with your mood, that's the perfect storm.
Right? And like, you're just ravenously hungry all the time. You're eating like crazy, super angry, like get the moon face, everything was horrible. Like I said, as soon as I started taking that prednisone, I felt like my symptoms went away. The blood, the urgency, the diarrhea, all of that fun things went away. So I was like, okay, well, now I'm just going to go through this course. I got the inflammation under control. I'm going to like hone in my diet, and I'm just going to eat really clean, and I'm going to heal this naturally. And that was what I was going to do. And I was really, really excited about that. And I was perfect. I ate perfectly for a year after, I mean, even before I took the prednisone, I followed the specific carbohydrate diet, which is specific for people with digestive issues. And I followed this diet perfectly. And I mean,
natural
I felt,
doctors too.
Yeah, I went to a bunch of natural doctors and I felt great for 6 months. I mean, I went through that flare, took the prednisone, followed this diet, and I felt great for about 6 months. And then I started noticing blood again. I remember the day I was like, well, there it is again. I called my doctor and I'm just like, okay, we need to do something about this. I mean, I'm having all these symptoms again. I can't work. I'm getting really sick. So I took prednisone again, and it took a week before it started doing anything. And so each time I took prednisone, it took longer for it to be effective. That's not a good sign for this disease.
Well, it's a steroid, so it's going to be less effective every time you use it too.
Every time you use it, yeah. I just kept getting sicker and sicker, and I eventually ended up going, well, basically I just stayed with you because I was so sick I couldn't work. Mm-hmm. And I lost a lot of weight that time. I probably only lost 20 pounds that time. Uh-huh. I felt like I got really, really skinny, but I obviously had no idea because it got much worse.
If you're keeping score at home, you'll make note that this ordeal is stretching well into its second year. Hannah was right. It did get worse.
But I lost probably 30 pounds. Started taking prednisone again. It took a couple weeks, but it got me out of that flare again, and I made my big comeback. That was, I was really proud of myself. I came back from that and like built my strength all back up, and it happened again. So it probably was 6 months after going through all that, trying to heal myself with this natural diet and all these supplements and talking to every doctor and GI doctor that I know. I mean, everyone told me that they could fix me, and I did exactly what everyone said, and it just didn't work for me, which is very frustrating because I wanted to heal it naturally and not take drugs. And so I finally like started getting sick again, and I'm like, I can't be on prednisone forever. My doctor's like, it's not good for you to be on this steroid for that long, so let's go ahead and put you on a biologic, which is something I also really wanted to avoid. But I was like, if that gives me my life back, if I feel good on that and I can live my life and maybe make some decisions and hone in my diet a little bit more to try to heal myself, but without it being like desperation. I wanted to feel good and then kind of, you know, work my way from there. So I started Entyvio. It was the first biologic I tried, and it failed. I did it for a year, was sick the whole time. And then I did Remicade and had a really bad allergic reaction to that. And so that was pretty sad because I was really excited about that one. I thought that Remicade would be the one that just kicked me out of it because everyone I knew that took it felt good immediately after taking it.
By the time you came to this point, you'd been to the ER at least 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Like, it was about every 3 months she'd have to go to the ER, and they would keep her for a week, and then they would give her IV liquids and nutrients and all that kind of stuff. They give her the steroid through the IV because by that time she wasn't able to absorb the pill form of the steroid anymore. And we had quite a few visits to the ER that were just really disappointing, where they'd ask her what her symptoms were, and then they'd say, oh, you have Crohn's disease. Well, that's what you have.
Go home and come back if it gets worse.
Right.
And like, I've been sitting at home almost dead for 3 months.
So we spent a lot of time.
That's why I'm here. IBD is notoriously mishandled in the ER. So I didn't have a good GI doctor that would call the ER and tell them what they needed to do. So I would just get the runaround. They'd pump me full of pain medication, I mean, which felt great, but be the first time I'd be pain-free in months. But I would usually was so disappointed after going to the ER because they wouldn't help me that I would just sit at home and just be sick. And like, it was a very stressful time. And I was like just in pain all the time. It felt like I had burning coals.
That's what you always say.
A burning brick in my belly at all times. And that was like when it felt good. Like that was that was the best it got. It would range from like having like my innards in a blender and they're just like, it was this crampy, horrible, stabbing pain all the time. It was horrible.
Even through the months of pain and the rounds of drugs that she didn't want to take, Hannah's goal was to get back to normal and lead the life she wanted to lead.
In the middle of all of this, we got married. It was probably like the second time I
came back from the ER, and you kind of had a good couple weeks and then got married, I think.
Yeah, then we got married. It was fine.
Yeah.
Since then, I like just got progressively worse. I lost all of my weight. I went from 150 to about 114 pounds, and I lost all my muscle, all of my hard work. So I basically my whole identity. My whole identity was wrapped up in being this like sick person. I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't hang out with friends. I couldn't work. I couldn't work out. I couldn't do anything that I wanted to do. I just felt like I was just existing in the world. I wasn't contributing to anything, which made me very depressed. I mean, there was a lot of very, very low points in our lives. I mean, like, if it wasn't for Matt and our dog, I probably, like, I don't know what I would do. I'd be living in my mom's basement or something. Right. I don't know. I was barely existing. Yeah. And then on top of having all these symptoms, I also got C. diff. It's a very difficult to get rid of bacteria. So you have to take these very high octane antibiotics to try to get rid of it. And so that was on top of my Crohn's symptoms, but they were basically the same symptoms, but it would just make everything worse. It was like having the flu and going through a colonoscopy at all times. Like, so just with horrible stomach pains. I was treated for C. diff 3 times, which I'm not ever sure that they ever like actually got rid of it. I was hospitalized with it once and they quarantined me completely. So no one was allowed in or out without a whole plastic suit with gloves, like, because it's very contagious, especially for sick people. So they can't be spreading it around the hospital with all these sick people. So I was hospitalized with that for a couple weeks. I just never got better. I just feel like I was always either like, I was either sick or I was worse. Bad or worse, basically, is what I could tell people. And so the third time I got C. diff, I was eligible to get an FMT transplant, which is a fecal microbial transplant. So basically they put a healthy person's stool into a sick person's colon to help repopulate the intestinal tract. So it's kind of gross, but it's healthy bacteria. So I hope the idea being that it just repopulates your gut flora and you become healthy. In the U.S., you can't get a fecal microbial transplant unless you have had C. diff 3 times. And so I had to wait through 3 rounds of being diagnosed positive for C. diff before I could get this transplant. And I was so excited. I'm like, okay, this is going to be it. This is going to be what finally makes me better. And I go in for that procedure. They put you under and they just, with the colonoscopy camera tube thing, they put the stool into your colon and it's supposed to repopulate. The doctors went in about, he said 10 centimeters is all he could go in because he said that he has never seen a colon that bad. He said it looked like hamburger inside of me and he has no idea how I haven't perforated, how my intestines haven't just exploded, which, I mean, to me, it wasn't that surprising because I was like, yeah, I feel like really bad. I mean, it's not surprising to me, but he was like, this is serious. You're not leaving the hospital until we take that colon out of you, which was basically what I'd been trying to avoid this whole time. I did not want to have surgery. I did not want to have an ostomy bag. I'd been doing a lot of research on it, and I was like, that I may as well die. That was the worst thing. I would rather die than get an ostomy, basically what I said.
Well, I think most people in that situation would probably give it their best fight.
Yeah, and I'm glad I went through all of the options. I went through all that medication, and I tried everything to avoid the surgery. They admitted me immediately. I had emergency surgery the next day. The surgeon comes in and he says basically that they're going to take my colon out. I'd end up with an ostomy bag, so I was prepared for that. I was going to get a total colectomy. It was my entire large intestine was very inflamed. They would take that all out, the whole large intestine and then take the last little bit of my small intestine and pull it out my stomach and create an ostomy. And so basically they would attach a bag to that small intestine and that would be where stool would come out. So I would just collect waste into this bag attached to my stomach. So really, really sexy. So that was just a weird adjustment, looking down and seeing this just bag of poop attached to yourself. And I'm like, okay, this is my life now. We were trying to be very positive about it because I'm like, I didn't want to go through that whole rabbit trail of what if, like, what if I had done this? What if I tried that? This is my reality now. I have this ostomy and I'm going to make the best of it. And we were just talking about all the things that we would be able to do that we weren't able to do before. I was excited about working again. I was so excited about like starting training. I was excited about traveling. It was an adjustment at first, but then I'm like, there's a lot of positives that are going to come from this. I'm going to have a life again. I'm going to be able to work out again. I'm going to be able to have friends again. I'm going to be able to do all these things that we weren't able to do. And so like focusing on that really helped with my recovery process because I didn't want this to limit me. I wanted to show people that you can have a life and have an ostomy. Like, that's not the end of your life. It was really the beginning of my life. It gave me my life back, honestly, because I didn't have a life before. If I knew what I know now, having gone through all that we did, like, if I knew the medicines weren't going to work, if I knew I couldn't manage this with a diet, if I knew all of those things, I would have had the surgery 2 years ago because I missed out on 2 years of our marriage. Yeah, I missed out on being a newlywed. I missed out on our honeymoon. I missed out on like all those things. I missed the middle of my 20s, which I'll never get that time back. I can only go forward from here. And so basically I just started a whole new life. It was great. I started January 1st with my ostomy. I started training about 6 weeks after surgery because I felt great. I was able to eat anything, everything in all of it without pain. We actually went on a vacation. We went to San Diego, and that was the first vacation with my ostomy. We went on a hike and had no issues. I ate so many s'mores, a lot of s'mores.
Yeah, that's
right. I probably had like 10 s'mores that day. I mean, I'd been working for a few months and picking up more clients and like actually going through a full busy day and not being exhausted at the end of it, like actually happy that I was able to do things and just being appreciative of every little thing.
While Hannah has returned to an active life of traveling, training, and eating s'mores, she does contemplate the years that she's lost in her young life. At the beginning of this journey, she was concerned about the effects that medicines would have on her long-term health, but she will readily admit that she has had to change some of her views and notions about health.
It's amazing. It's amazing what doctors can do. It's amazing that like someone figured out that if you cut the colon out and pull the small intestine through your side, they like, oh, they get better. So, I mean, I honestly think it made a huge difference. And like I said, I would have done this years ago if I had known that it was the only thing that was going to help me. And now after having an ostomy, I realize that it isn't the end of the world.
Hannah still has Crohn's disease. But without all the exacerbating issues, she's been able to manage it. Although the story didn't end exactly as she wished, it did end with the major elements still intact. Hannah as an active person, and Hannah as a healthy person. Hannah and Matt are the owners and operators of Form Fitness Kansas City. We'll include a link to their website in our show notes. Thanks for joining us today on Within the Realm. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other podcatchers. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. While you're there, leave a 5-star review. You can contact us on our website, withinpodcast.com. There, you will also find the archives of all of our episodes, our show notes, and other useful information. A special thanks goes out to Josh Garrett for revamping our website. Our theme music is by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.